But working was hard. It was done by hand back long then. And you take these woods, all this land that you get me talking about.
Yeah.
In this timber, they done that with oxen. They pile them things up. They had drays, what they called a dray, they put in the woods. They pull them with mules. The ox was so slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had something they wanted to move out there, they put one yoke. And when I said a yoke, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Now they had the wagons they put off to two, but they and had a single yoke. But mm-hmm. Before you double them up like that. If them two couldn't pull it, they put four.
Uh-huh.
If they couldn't pull it, put six, uh-huh. Eight, 10, 12, I've seen 16.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do is just, your snake and chain, come back here and hit fasten that first yoke, second yoke, right on to your lead yoke up yonder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they didn't even have they didn't even have no ropes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Them cows are trained, they, you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you come up there, well, when the dray, the mules would come in there with that dray to load here. They called a man to bring. I even know the man's name that drove him. I know all the ox men. One of them's name was Sunk West.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow by the name of Charlie Barner.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one cow in that bunch they talked to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they pulled that log up on there, see, you pull your log up on your chain fasten it one end of your tree and one out the other. And it come back in a half moon. You roll that and pull that chain over that dray,
mm-hmm.
Hook it right in the middle here, and you had your skids, they roll it up on that. And when they heard that chain go over that dray, back over there for that other log to go over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, slow, you don't know, they just would start to move, but they'd get around that time.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come right on back around there. They got to their place, they stopped. Nobody said a word to them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, the only his name was Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say whoa, gee, haw, like you did to a mule.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, Tom, come here, Tom, like that. And whenever he spoke to Tom, they would all start off. And on this time that a cow ever got in the hurry is when he started up them skids with that log, they knowed it. Turned every one of them a double somerset if they slacked up. But now they were trained to that.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time. But you see every one of them go to their knees and go doing their best.
Uh-huh.
But outside of that, they had a long, you should tell them before you ever seen one or not. They called them bull whips.
Yeah.
Now, it had a stave on the way out yonder, and you could hit a cow from here at the back of your little car yonder.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they didn't want none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mind. They dropped that thing around. And that was the easiest thing down you ever seen. But they sure was.
What did a dray look like?
Well, it had low wheels, and did you ever see a one-horse wagon or two-horse wagon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where your body sit down in there.
Yeah, sits on the axles.
It had standards here. You set it down over there between them wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, these drays, they were